Hi, you're listening to Waiheke Radio. I'm Greg Treadwell, your host on Island Life this morning. And shortly we'll be talking to Charlotte Cleverly-Bisman about her amazing win, her and lots of other people involved, but sort of she's the lead player in this, I think. A documentary that Charlotte's made about kids like her at Waiheke High School who have special learning needs. This documentary that Charlotte's just made has won a national award and goes forward and now into the international competition as we understand it anyway. So hopefully within a few minutes we'll be talking to Charlotte and Sam. Are you there? We're waiting for you. And if not, we might drag Charlotte's mother, Pam, she's glaring at me now, onto a microphone as Charlotte's support person. But mostly I imagine Charlotte will do all the talking. In the studio with me at the moment, one of my favourite people in the world, Charlotte Cleverly-Bisman.
Thank you very much.
who will be known to islanders all over the place as in some ways, the face of the meningitis vaccine campaign. But Charlotte, a quadruple amputee who suffered meningitis at the age of 6 or 7 months. And her mum and dad and me were just talking about this in the studio because I remember when it happened how much out of how we felt for all of you, but it's so lovely to see you here, Charlotte.
Thank
How
you.
Old are you now?
I am 14 years of age at this point.
So she's 14, and the reason Charlotte's in the stage, other than just being a superhuman anyway, the reason that Charlotte's in the studio this morning is that she's, and a bunch of other people from Waiheke High School, have just made an award-winning documentary about the special needs kids at Waiheke High School. And he says, just reaching for his laptop, hang on. Charlotte is, of course, one of the key people behind the documentary, indeed the producer and editor and all sorts of things. But just to let everybody know, this is a documentary about Patrick, Charlotte, Ollie, Liam, Will and George, special needs kids at Waiheke High School. It's been entered into an international competition known as Focus on Ability. And before I ask Charlotte a couple of questions about this, I would encourage listeners to go onto focusonability.com.au. It's an Australian website, focusonability, all one word, .com.au, where they can watch the documentary that has just won the national and Australasian, I think, section of this competition. So, Charlotte, well done and welcome to Waiheke and Waiheke Radio, and thank you for giving up some of your precious Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So tell us, Charlotte, how did the whole thing kick off?
Well, it just started with Claire, which is one of the main people in our school, saying...
Claire Mahaki.
Yeah, Claire Mahaki saying, yeah. Hey, there's this thing going on, and she shows me the page, you know, the paper, she hands it to me, and I was like, oh, this seems pretty cool, but then I just started thinking, like, I'm not that good enough. Like, I'm very new at making content, so yeah. I'm not sure how much my capability is when it comes to creating this type of stuff, because I've never done anything like this before. I make YouTube videos that are like my type of, you know, content, but I wasn't sure.
You're a bit
about
of a YouTube
it.
Star, aren't you?
Not really.
Oh, okay. But I understand that a lot of the art that you do, and Charlotte's art is just wonderful, is self-taught from YouTube.
Yeah, I've definitely been, this has been my dream since I was 8 years old. I've been into this type of art for a while.
Yeah.
But I was just not so sure about, like, being able to win, all this type of, you know, like, I'm just, I don't know. It's like really, it was like a bit nerve-wracking for me.
I bet it was.
So I was like, I'm not sure about this. So I just put it deep down in the bag.
Yeah.
And then my mum found it and she's like, oh, you should do this. This would be a great opportunity for you. You're good at this. I'm just like, I don't know. But I procrastinated for a little bit over the holidays. And then as soon as I came back from school, I was just like, let's do it. Let's wing it.
Yeah.
So we only had a month to do it, I was told. And I was just like, oh, that's not good. But I was just like, we'll just see what we can do, we can fit into the month.
Yeah.
And let's just make it a good time, really.
It looks like you had a good time making it. It feels like that when you watch it. It feels like there was a lot of passion and energy in the making of it, and that translates into the viewing of it. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to make, but also behind all the fun and, you know, energetic times, it was also very stressful. stressful. There was a lot of tears into that film as well, because it was so stressful, like with the amount of work that I had to do at school on top of like an option that I had to do at school.
Wow,
like,
they didn't give you the whole week off.
No, they gave me like periods off like I could actually film.
Yeah.
But then I had to catch up on that after school, and it was just so stressful. And I was surprised that I managed to do it in the end, but I did do it at the very last minute.
You did. And some of the kids that the film's about, who is, let me say again, Patrick, Charlotte, Ollie, Liam, Will and George, that incredible group of students at Waikiki High School, were involved in it as well. Was it Will who was the cameraman?
Yeah, Will was the tech guy, so he would, you know, be doing most of the filming. Like, while I was, you know, in science or in maths, he would take that period off while I'm doing my work. He's doing the filming with other people, with Liam and Patrick and stuff.
Mm.
So, like, not only I'm also doing a little bit of the camera stuff, because, like, I owned the camera.
Right.
I just lended him the camera to be like, you can do this while I do this.
Yeah, cool.
Type of thing.
Yeah,
but, like, it was a big help with that when it comes to...
Yeah, I bet. And I assume you had some help from some teachers, like Mr. Carroll?
Maybe? Sam was supposed to be here, but I'm sure that he forgot. Sam, if you're watching this. But, he helped me a lot when it came to editing the video. Like, I did most of the editing, but he just came around to be like, I'll help you trim it down to the 5 minutes, because it was 15 minutes long at first. It was so big. Like, I don't know, when it comes to filming, like, I just have all these ideas, and I'm just like, how do I trim this down to 5 minutes? I don't know.
I think editing it down to the length of the format is one of the hardest skills.
It's the most difficult thing, and I haven't nailed it.
You have
it
to
yet.
Let go of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You have to let go of stuff that you like. No, it's not Sam. That's my old friend Mounty coming in the studio. Morning, Mounty. So, you have to let go of stuff when you're editing, don't you? Stuff you love, because there's just not room for it.
Yeah, definitely. But I will probably, well, if I do have time, like I said, I probably put the outtakes in it. I'll probably edit a video of the outtakes.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Put the outtakes on YouTube, and we'll share it around Facebook.
Yeah, definitely.
Because as I suggested to listeners before, if you want to see Charlotte's documentary, go to www.focusonability.com.au and you'll be able to see the Waiheke High School entry under the school documentaries category, and you'll be able to watch any of the other competing documentaries that you like from across Australia and New Zealand. As we said earlier on, this Waiheke High, which is HI as in High from Waiheke, Waiheke High has been declared the winner of the New Zealand, and I think it's across the Australasian category, but we're not going to promise listeners that. We're a bit confused about what, but we do know now it moves forward into the international competition, so that's absolutely incredible.